This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Clay Gerhardt joins us each and every Wednesday morning. How you doing? You were at a conference last week? Or
no, I was on vacation.
Vacation. How was it?
It was good. It was good. It was good to get away. Good to disconnect for a little bit as much as I could. But
good for you.
Yeah, it was good.
You know how much it matters, these relationships, not politically speaking, just connected speaking. State funds, federal funds, you know, we all spend these dollars. I mean, they're all coming out of our paycheck and they're going somewhere.
We do. And we have to fight for our share.
Yeah.
And our politicians, you know, do a great job historically, some of them, looking out for Decatur. And when we've got projects, when we've got grants, when we've got things that we need help with, when there's, you know, unfunded mandates or things that come down the line that we say, hey, how are we going to do this? We lean on those folks heavily. So, yeah, I'm right in the same boat with you with Rodney.
Yeah, well, when you're in your position, R&D doesn't matter. You know, right. Philosophy doesn't matter. Protest doesn't matter. I mean, either side of the political aisle, results matter.
Exactly. What can we bring to our community to better our community?
Yeah, and I don't know why more people aren't interested in that, you know, because it's easy to do the red meat stuff, you know, but you look at track records and you look at not only track records, but do you have a seat at the table?
Exactly.
I think we're kind of screwed in regards to that for, you know, a lot of reasons over the next few years. But, you know, this too shall pass and we'll cycle in and out. I mean, it's sort of the way the game is played.
I'm right with you. When I look at the slate of candidates, it's who's going to fight for Decatur? Who's going to help us?
And we're split up in so many ways that no one needs all of us.
Yeah.
And that's not a good position to be in.
Nope. You're right.
And for that, you know, you can blame whoever you want to blame. The remapping is the remapping. All right. It is... Can you believe it's 4th of July weekend?
No. We talked about this just a couple of weeks ago that it was coming, and it's just amazing it's here already. So,
all right. So you got a ton of stuff lined up. Man, if you are looking for 4th of July weekend plans, we have got your information here because it is all kinds of great stuff from the Devon to the let's just start. You got country artists. Is it Kanan Cox?
Kanan's an interesting artist. He's a country artist who has the energy of pop, but then he inserts some R&B influence in there too. So on Friday night, we kind of kick off the July 4th weekend here. Kanan Cox and the Natu Band will be down at the Devon starting at 7 a.m. And the cool thing is it's a $5 night. So for $5, you can come down, get into a great show, kick off your July 4th
weekend. Why do I know the Natu Band? Where do I know them from?
They play around here a lot.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a local band.
I remember enjoying them at something, and I can't remember what it was, but they're very good.
Yes.
Yeah, for $5.
$5.
That's your ROI I've been trying to explain all day. That is a pretty good return on your investment. $5, two bands.
There you go. There you go.
Can't beat that. What time do doors open?
Doors open at 6, and the show begins at 7.
On the 5 o'clock, or the $5 shows like that, there's no assigned seating. It's just first come, first serve.
Yep, first come, first serve, so... $5 gets you in. You can have a good night. Kick off your July 4th weekend, like I said, on Friday. And then Saturday, we've got this band returning called Hairball, which is an 80s band. Last year, I was blown away. These guys come out in full costumes. They have pyro. They play all the hits of the 80s hair bands. And they'll be joined by the Damn Torpedoes starting at 7 p.m.
What is that?
Just another band. It's an opening band for them.
Is it a Tom Petty-related band?
I don't know.
Because that was his that was the famous, you know, Damn the Torpedoes.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to, you know, it is a tribute to Tom Petty.
Tom Petty celebration.
Whoa! I got a whole new interest level in Saturday nights.
I would not have paired those two. That's kind of two different, isn't it?
Time frame, it was the same, okay. I guess, you know.
Okay.
People forget the 80s were pretty diverse. That's we had a true. Lot of stuff going on. That we had boy true. Bands. We had hair. You know, we had some the Aquanet rock. You know, we had Tom Petty going throughout all of it. Now, I'm interested now.
Yeah.
All right.
Saturday night, we got something for you to do, Brian.
Okay. So what are tickets for that?
DevonAmphitheater.com. I don't know the exact ticket price on that, but it's included in our season ticket package. But you can go to DevonAmphitheater.com to check out tickets available for that show.
Okay, so that's Saturday night. That you're not done. Sunday night as well.
Sunday night. Sonic Slam Tour with Cinderella's Tom Kiefer Band and LA Guns and Faster Pussycat. And I looked up the show last week trying to understand who they were. And man, this is a great rock lineup. So not my thing, but man, man. Anybody who's interested in rock, this is going to be a great show, great lineup.
So. All right, so you got a little country, you got a little '80s, you got a little class, you know, some decent rock, and that's a little bit of everything for everyone. All right, and then what happens on the actual 4th of July, which is Monday?
Yep, so on the 4th, we've got a whole bunch of activities going on throughout the Park District. We start off the morning with the Staley Run White and Blue run over at Nelson Park, and that starts at Overlook Adventure Park. Kids can compete in a half-mile kids run, and then there's a 5K run or a two-mile fun run walk for the adults. So the top begins at 7:30 a.m., and then the adult races begin at 8 a.m. So you still got time to register by July 3rd, and it's only $20 for the kids and $30 for the adults. It goes up $5 on race day, but you will get a shirt. And the cool thing is, after the races, you get admission to Splash Cove from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for free, included with the cost of your run. So come out. That's a kind of a historical event that we've run for many, many years. Obviously, still has the Staley name.
So I was going to say, it goes back a long way.
Long time. So then, you know, you could come compete with the run, and then you could go to Splash Cove. There's discounted admission. Adults are only $10.50 that day, and kids are $8.50 from noon to 6:30. So that's a couple bucks off for admission that day. If you come and you pay to get in the zoo, you get free carousel rides all day, and the zoo will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Last admission's at 5.
Adults don't ride the carousel enough.
Oh,
it's one of those things that you sort of put behind you when you get to be a certain age, and I would suggest, just suggest, this weekend that you put it on your list of things to do. Take a ride on the carousel. It's not slow.
And not stand next to and touch the pole either.
No. Get on, climb on an animal, and actually take a ride. It is soothing. It is like you are forced to sort of slow down. This busy life we have, all the negativity that's been thrown your way over the last number of weeks and months. Just go out there this weekend and take a ride on the carousel.
I can picture the animals going up and down, and our carousel ride is long compared to other places. So, you know, come over and ride our carousel.
It's zen-like. And it's free this weekend. All you got to do is pay admission to the zoo, right?
Yep.
All right. So Overlook Adventure Park.
Overlook Adventure. You get $6 a round for mini golf. And then for $13, and this is a really good deal, for $13, you get mini golf, batting cages, and the ropes course.
All one big adventure pass for $13.
$13. And then down at the Devon, starting at 4 o'clock, we're going to have our pump track, which this is something new we unveiled out at the Airport Fun Day. But it's a kind of a mini skate park, basically, with a bunch of ramps and banks, and kids can ride scooters around it. And the cool thing is our park police will be on site to kind of get to know the kids. You can meet an officer, and you can try riding your scooter skills on our new pump
track. Okay, so is it a skateboard or a scooter track?
So you can do skateboards, scooters, bikes.
But you're doing scooters.
We found the scooters are probably the easiest thing just for amount of people.
Are you guys bringing scooters for people to use?
We do. We have scooters down there. We do have some helmets and pads as well for kids who don't have those and want to wear those. But it was interesting out at the Airport Fun Day. The kids kind of looked at it for a while and said, what is this? Mm-hmm. And then once they got on it, we had a line 50 deep long for 3 hours. So come on out, check that out. It'll be down behind the Devon from 4 p.m. to dusk. And then starting at 6 p.m., the Imagine That Band, which is another local band, will be on the stage.
So not one, not two, not three, four shows at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater.
Busy weekend at the Devon.
Yeah.
6 p.m., they go on. They'll play till about 7:30, 8 o'clock. And then as soon as it's dark enough to shoot the fireworks, we'll shoot the fireworks at dusk out on the lake.
Okay. Now, where does the barge locate these days for the fireworks show?
Yeah, we're working on that. We're going to slide the barge a little bit closer to the Devon this year, probably, because that's where the kind of hub of you know, seating has moved with folks wanting to watch the fireworks, but it'll be out in the middle of the lake, you know, somewhere out between the Devon and the Horseshoe.
Can we watch the fireworks from the Devon again?
Yes. Now,
I did that before.
Yeah, with the roof there, if you're up on the hill, you can see the fireworks fine. If you're in the terrace or down in reserve seats, we do block off a section out behind the Devon so you can go out and get a seat out on the asphalt and get a clear view of the fireworks.
Okay. So, I
watched them from the hill one
that.
Year. It was great.
Yeah,
I loved it. It was so much fun. It was the only year that we broke, but just sitting in the Devon, taking it all in, it was beautiful.
Enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. And it's cool for me to think about, you know, back in the day when the park singers used to set up down in the horseshoe, down between the beach house and Lake Patrol, and see all the people on the hill there, to see how we've morphed that whole event and that whole park to where, you know, the hub of activities kind of moved down towards the Devon. But there's still a ton of people along the lakefront. But.
There are. And it's a great, that whole walkway, you know, is great. But, you know, that horseshoe was just sort of like, well, that's, of course, that's where we have to do it because that was the only, I mean, it wasn't ideal. And those trees grew up there, you know. I mean, when I was a kid, you could go sit on the hill there, you know, below Paul's putting place and watch the fireworks. But all of that changed down there. And that asphalt sort of, I mean, that wasn't ideal. It was just sort of the only place you could do it.
Yeah, yeah. And on July 4th, you can come down there. We'll have Allen's Concessions. I'm going to butcher this. Tequila La Perlita, I think.
Taquerita La Perlita. Thank you.
No, wait. Just stop right
there.
That's
my home court.
That is. You tell me Tom Petty. You tell me La Perlita. Yeah. I am there.
And they'll be there July 3rd, July 4th, and also the next weekend, July 8th. So them Notorious P.I.G. will be down on July 4th. Kona Ice and Mr. Softy will be through the park as well. So come down, Nelson Park, Lake Basin. This is going to be a great weekend.
All right. I sent you a link. Can you pull that up? And I want to hear the damn torpedoes. I don't know that I've ever seen a Tom Petty tribute band, at least in person. Mm-hmm. And it seems like one of those that would be a no-brainer. I mean, with all the tribute bands that are out there, because you got a 40-year career with just tons of, you know, you come out and play 20 songs and everyone will know every word to every one of them. Can we sample a little of that? They even have a Stevie Nicks impersonator.
Mm.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I am. I hope. That's the beginning of the live version of Don't Come Around Here No More. If you've seen Tom Petty in concert, this is one of the seminal moments of a Tom Petty concert.
Okay, I get it. Kind of has that 80s echo vibe. Okay.
If you connect the sitar to the 80s, yes.
A lot of presentation on the stage.
Musically speaking, it's not bad. It's not Mike Campbell, but you know, who is?
Presentation.
I mean, this is sacred ground we're talking about here.
It looks very good. It looks really good.
Watching the video of this, which is what I sent you, it does. I mean, they got the lighting. When you've seen Tom Petty in concert, this is a song they do that there's lighting effects and stuff. And if they're pulling that kind of stuff off Saturday, that's a good show.
And I'm telling you, I'm a techie, but the production value of the Hairball Band with what they come out with, video walls, lights, the makeup, the costumes. I mean, it was a shock last year to say, wow, these guys are on our stage and they're really good. So come on out.
These are some of the best shows you'll see. I mean, I know there are higher ticket prices. There are larger names. But man, this is the kind of thing you go out and for a pretty decent bang for your buck, you just go out and have a great time. Mm-hmm.
And I know that with this weekend, there's going to be tons of boats out on the lake. Tons. I love that look at the top of the hill with having 120 boats out in the lake right behind the Devons. It's a great look.
Good man, Clay. Welcome back from vacation.
Thanks, Brian.
What's the website again if people want to get last minute tickets?
DevonAmphitheater.com.
All right. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.